This is Music Time in Africa. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to have you on. Today, we are honoring the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, one of the world's most powerful music and cultural movements in history. We are going to listen to special features about it from the U.S. and Africa for the first half of the program, including fun chats with Dr. Stephanie Shanahan and Bill Odidi, and a sound montage of the actual August 11th Big Bash at the Yankee Stadium in Bronx, New York, which is the birthplace of hip-hop. Now, at the bottom of the hour, my Drop the Needle music listening quiz challenges Mohammed King Milan Bangura of Freetown, Sierra Leone, and the back half of the show now. That features my playlist. Keeping in line with hip-hop's big 50th birthday, I'm spinning a wonderful mix of African and American rap, hip-hop, and Afrobeats tunes for you. Not on the turntable, but the music will get you in the party spirit for sure. So that's the show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. We are going to start where hip-hop became the top 40 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 for the very first time in history. The Sugar Hill Gang, formed in 1979 in Inglewood, New Jersey, and this was the song. It was released in the exact same year, 1971, that the group formed. Can you guess it?
See, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. To the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man, Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix. And these reasons, I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a sunroof Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talk on my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. See, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend.
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake your dairy. Air. You rock it to the beat without a care. Cruise the show, I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep it strong, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Good on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls. Get on the floor. Come alive, y'all. Give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip hop, but you don't stop. Rock it to the bang bang, the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
Well, skiddly bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause you're rocking and a roll with us so much so. You can rock to 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba. Baby bubba to the boogie bang bang. The boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat. Ella went over a friend's house to eat, and the food just ain't no good. I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas all mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, Mama, he's just being polite. He ain't finished her, oh, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping, and you think of a lie, and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so you pile some more on your plate. But while the stinky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream another moment, it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken's still rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place. I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. But with a hip hop, the hippie to the hip of the hip.
All right, that was Rapper's Delight. Yeah, you guessed it, by the Sugar Hill Gang. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa, and we are celebrating 50 years of hip hop. So how was hip hop born? The story goes that on August 11th, 1973, Jamaican-born Clive Campbell, better known to history as DJ Kool Herc, the founding father of hip-hop, was spinning records for his sister's back-to-school party in the West Bronx, New York City, and he tried something new. He added a second turntable to extend the instrumental beat that people danced to because they wanted to dance longer. So that little innovation gave birth to the breakbeat, the cornerstone of hip-hop, which today is among the top three most popular music genres in the world. Now, New York City has been abuzz with celebration all month, kicking off on Friday, August 11th at the Yankee Stadium, where thousands of people partied all night as part of a Bronx All-Star Bash. Now, this bash featured trailblazers, including Run DMC, Nas, Snoop Dogg, and many, many others. Here is a montage of that event featuring some of the live performances, some commentary by fans and artists, beginning with Uncle Ralph McDaniels, founder of the music TV show Video Music Box.
To be celebrating 50 years is amazing because there was no value on this when we first started. Nobody was interested in hiring a hip-hop DJ or getting an MC to get on the mic or getting some breakdancers to come out and perform on the stage or using graffiti on a library card like we did today.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat, baby, pop, you don't stop.
Right here, you're in the heart of the city of Bronx. This is the home of hip-hop. The birth. This is what it's all about. Box going that fast, what's on the beat? Box going that fast, what's on the beat? This I've been doing back in the days. Just here, y'all don't see nothing.
This anniversary means, first of all, that you can do anything with your mind. That's the first thing. This is 1600 Sedgwick Avenue.
That's right.
I lived here 50 years ago exactly to this day.
You're saying something.
Here, it's right here.
I love how raw and real early hip-hop was and how much they talked about, like, the struggle of, like, the streets and just, like, really raw, like, experiences. It was telling a story.
Let's go, New York!
So tell me where you from.
This whole culture came a long, long way, as you can see, and it's all about peace, love, and unity. You know, I'm 55 years old. I remember when they said rap was gonna last for 5, maybe 4 years. It's 50, as you can see, and everybody's out here celebrating. It's worldwide.
Give it up for hip-hop, y'all.
New York City, I wanna thank you for hip-hop. It allowed me to be who I am right now. So I thank the creators and everybody who contributed to hip-hop with some love.
Thank you very much. Very, very much.
All right, and that last voice you just heard was DJ Kool Herc himself at the August 11th Bronx Bash.
Hello, everybody. My name is Papillon Musa from Kenya, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on VOA.
Yes, now we are going to go to Nairobi to find out how they celebrated the hip-hop 50th anniversary and just how hip-hop developed in that country. I spoke with Bill Odidi earlier this week, and he brings us this great report, including conversations with Roba, a founding member of Kenya's pioneering hip-hop band Kalamashaka, and veteran musician Josek Asikoye, who was instrumental in realizing this huge hip-hop 50th anniversary event in Nairobi. Hello, Bill Odidi. How are you?
I'm good, Heather. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Let's talk about hip-hop.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just thinking about it, that 50 years of hip-hop, well, as an American culture and how global this has become. You know, I was listening to the 45 of Rapper's Delight, and that's true, you know, but I never, ever imagined that it would turn out to be this culture, you know. And then in the 80s, then we started listening to a lot more American rap with LL Cool J was really, really big, and Run DMC. But in the 90s is when everything absolutely changed, because there's a whole generation that was coming of age. And then we had a lot more television and radio stations. We had access to recording facilities. And so this culture just became really, really huge towards, you know, from mid to late 90s. It became a massive, massive thing for Kenyans and for East Africans. Here in Kenya, we used to call it the yo-yo generation. So, you know, there's a lot of yo in the rap. So then they say, oh, all this yo-yo music that we're hearing on radio will soon be gone. But it lasted, and it had such a huge transformation on the music, because that whole generation, they just found a way to articulate what it is that they were feeling and they were experiencing, and they did it in their own language, what's more. So it was a combination of Swahili and English, and a bit of the local languages. What was it referred to as Sheng? I'm sure I've spoken to you about Sheng many, many times.
Yes, you have. Hey, let's cut in to one of the samples that you sent me. You sent me three songs.
Yeah, this is the one that really, really changed the scene. It was in the, must have been 1998, 1999, a group called Kalamashaka. And they were from the street of, one of the downtrodden areas of Nairobi, which is called Dandora. And they really, really transformed the scene by expressing life as it was for young men and women in Dandora at the time. The song called Tafsirihi.
What does that mean, Tafsirihi?
It means interpret this, or translate this, or represent this.
All right, let's listen to a minute, and then we'll come back. Tafsiri, wewe unastahili kunipa nafasi nitumie Swahili, mimi nizuru mpaka kila nation, nikitangaza kubwa Afrika kuna matata basi mashaka wadogo kwa wakubwa huku nasi tu.
That came out in 99. It was a compilation album which was called Kenyan, the First Chapter. It made it onto radio and broke hip hop into the mainstream. Shika microphone kila siku ili niwe kama Puff Daddy ama Jule Basta, hakuna tumaini nadhani ni. Now, Kalamashaka, I've not performed together for, more than 10 years, maybe 15 years. So to celebrate 50 years of hip-hop, they had a reunion concert in Nairobi last week. And that was really, really big, particularly for those people who are nostalgic about that time, but also for younger people who just wanted to find out what's the magic of this Kalamashaka. So Roba, a member of Kalamashaka, told me about their inspiration for getting into hip-hop and what it felt like for them to reunite after so many years.
All right, let's listen to that.
Yeah, hi, my name is Roba from the legendary group Kalamashaka, the pioneers of Sheng hip-hop in Kenya, East Africa. So what actually inspired us to do hip-hop was coming from a background of a marginalized settlement called Dandora. There's so much oppression, so much injustice. And then we thought like a hip-hop could be like a vehicle to use to articulate our stories, and also a tool for information, education, and communication to the masses and the youth in particular. Actually, the word Kalamashaka stands for we've been through a lot of trouble or a lot of problems. So Kala means like we've been through in Swahili, then Mashaka means problems in Swahili also. So if you put it together, it means like Kala Mashaka. So the reunion was like just like a family, because now the three of us, we are three in the group, have been not together for like the last 10 or 15 years. Then hip hop was celebrating 50 years, and us gays were also celebrating 25 years. So it was like a nice moment for us gays, just as a family, when one person or the other member of the family moves away or goes away, there's a sort of a reunion. So it felt like special for us gays to be on one stage after all that time.
All right, that was Roba speaking with Bill Odidi on August 11th from that huge hip-hop 50th anniversary celebration. And how were they received, Bill?
Oh, it was huge. I mean, it was just special to have Kalamashaka. All these guys were so iconic in the hip-hop business, back on stage for a reunion. And the promise that they're getting back into the studio to do some fresh material. So that would be interesting to hear, because everyone keeps referencing Kalamashaka, even a lot of the rappers today.
Oh my gosh, that's nice. Well, okay, you also spoke to Josek Asikoye. Yeah, yeah. And was he also at the same event?
Yes, he was. Josek was the brain behind putting together this concert. He thought it would just be nice to pay tribute to Kalamashaka and bring them together.
Great. Well, let's listen to that.
The impact of hip-hop in Kenya is like these young people are telling stories from their neighborhoods. And right now, I really like what's happening in the genre, because everybody's owning their neighborhood. Yes, you might find that the influence of hip-hop comes from America and the boroughs of New York, but right now, every artist you find in the neighborhood, they're owning their neighborhoods. There's new languages that are emerging from these neighborhoods. So Mbogi Genje, they have their own slang. You listen to Akadinali, they have their own slang. You listen to Shembeteng, they have their own slang. And seeing Kalamashaka come together and come together after a long while and being pioneers of the conscious route of hip-hop was a big deal, because they told stories about Dandora, where they came from. Most of these other young artists that are now popular right now, everybody has an aspect of Kalamashaka. That's why it was very important for them to come back and put up what they put up while they're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop.
Okay, yes. So that is Josek Asikoye. And before that, we heard from Roba Kalamashaka, one of the artist who is from that very famous group. Now, did they perform that song that we listened to earlier, Safiri Hi?
Yeah, that brought the house down. That's a song that everybody was waiting for. Yeah, it was so incredible to see younger people who probably were not born when this song was a hit, but they were rapping along to every word of it. I mean, that brought tears to the eyes of the members of Kalamashaka and to many of the people around. So it was, yes, nostalgic, but it was also a discovery for many, many young artists, some of them barely 20. Hearing Tafsir, he was... I mean, they had to do it like thrice and take it back from the top and encore and come back again. It was brilliant.
All right, Bill Odidi, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're doing well and you are enjoying the program so far. As you know, we're talking about hip hop and its 50th anniversary. We just spoke with Bill Odidi about how hip-hop has been received, how it developed, and how it was celebrated in Kenya. Now we are going to speak with a friend of mine who works in the area around here in Washington, D.C. She is a professor. She's the author of multiple books and articles, a podcast host, a filmmaker, and she's going to speak to us now about why she's excited about the 50th anniversary, how hip-hop emerged in Nigeria, and also give us her top three hip-hop songs. Oh, plus a look ahead of her upcoming book on Fela's 1977 album, Sorrow, Tears, and Blood. Yes, Stephanie Shanahan is the Senior Associate Dean of College of Arts and Humanities at the University of Maryland at College Park. She's a professor of ethnomusicology and a dear colleague. We went through the PhD program at the same time at Indiana University in Bloomington way back when. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Heather. Nice to talk to you.
You too. Thanks for joining me. First of all, wow, it's absolutely a pleasure to speak with you again after so many years.
It's been too long. It's been too long.
You are, now I read this, I'm not sure. I always thought you were 100% Nigerian, though you've lived here for many years. But are you also West Indian?
Yes. My mother, who actually raised me, was from Trinidad. And so I am half Nigerian, half Trinidadian. And it's an interesting mix because I grew up in Nigeria. My first few years were in Trinidad, but then I grew up in Nigeria, went to school in Nigeria. But my mother raised us in Nigeria as part of a group of sort of expatriate West Indian families there. So it's been an interesting journey.
I see. So, wow. Yeah. Okay. So that makes you really perfectly positioned to speak about the Black world.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yes.
I feel really comfortable talking about the Black world because of my heritage, but also because of my training and what I've chosen to focus on during all these years of scholarship. It's been music of the Black world, so music from Nigeria, music from the United States. A lot of my work is music of the United States as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also written about Bob Marley, you know, so I feel really comfortable straddling the Black world.
Tell us a little bit more now about your work in hip hop specifically and what it means for you that this month has been celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Yeah, it's very exciting because, you know, when hip hop came along, we all thought it was just another wave of the wonderful creativity of Black people. And it would come in and then it would ebb and then some other new thing would come along. And what has happened is that hip-hop has actually come to stay. You know, it has endured for 50 years as a very vibrant, far-reaching genre and culture of not only Black people in the U.S., Black people around the world, but also young people around the world have really taken onto hip-hop. So this is a really incredible moment. And for me, it's both personal, but also, as you said, I've written about hip hop. I remember, Heather, when we were both at Indiana, there was a class that Portia Maltby taught on hip hop. It was one of the first classes on hip hop at the graduate level at a university, like a research one university. And I don't know if you took that class, but I certainly was in that class.
I didn't. And now I'm so sorry I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. It's all good. It's all good. And I remember sitting in that class and just, first of all, being fascinated by the way Portia Maltby crafted the history of hip hop, which is interesting because she would connect it back to the blues. She would connect it back to jazz and all the oral traditions of African-Americans. And then when it came time for me to pick a topic to write about, because, of course, we're all in graduate school, so as usual, you pick a topic, you know, a subtopic of the class. And I chose to write about Nigerian hip hop, which at that time I was fascinated by. I would get these cassettes from home and it would be a lot of Afrobeat and juju. And then I would always get a few early Nigerian rap music on there as well. And so I chose to write about Nigerian hip hop in that class. And then continued to write about Nigerian hip hop, which were published as articles. And I've really enjoyed following it into Afrobeat, which is what we have now.
Yes. When did Nigerian hip hop first start to take root?
You know, I would say the 90s.
Okay.
You know, I think the 90s would be a good place to start for Nigerian hip hop because that's when I started noticing, you know, and at that time it was very much a group of young artists who were like all of us, consuming American music, American R&B, American hip-hop, and in many ways they were copying what they were hearing from the U.S. But I found them really interesting, too, because they would use pidgin English. Their references were very much about, you know, stuff that was happening on the streets of Lagos, or references that were very unique to the Nigerian experience. I had a good time with that early era of Nigerian hip-hop.
Just earlier, I was speaking with a music journalist in Nairobi, and he was saying the same thing, that hip-hop came to Nairobi and East Africa around the same time in the late 90s, or not late, in the maybe early 90s. And he said the same things. It was kind of a copy, but what was unique and special to that region is that people rapped in their local language, Sheng, which was also slang. So it's funny, there are parallels between East Africa and West Africa, Nigeria, that you're talking about right now. Last question. What are your top three favorite hip-hop songs and why?
Okay, let's see. That's a good question. Three is hard, Heather.
Well,
but
okay. How about two?
I'll do it.
Okay, good. All right, number one. Let's start with the number one.
Number one, I would have to say, would be Kendrick Lamar's All Right. I think that's a really important song. Came out in 2014 or 2015. The song that really captures the spirit of what young people in the United States were dealing with all the deaths of so many young Black people in the United States. And it's a song, I think, that really transcend what happened with the Ansar's movement in Nigeria and all the other movements that were happening, where young people were just saying enough is enough.
My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be all right.
My number two, I would go with Queen Latifah's UNITY, the song I've always loved. I love Queen Latifah. I think she just is an incredible rapper, but also a great singer. And the third, and of course, thinking about what she was doing, bringing women to the forefront of hip hop.
And why do you like that song specifically?
Because UNITY came out in the 90s. And she also did songs like Ladies First and so on. But UNITY was a song that reminded me so much of Respect that Aretha Franklin had done, where we are really talking about the community. You know, what are we doing within the community to stay together, to move forward? So it's progress, but it's also a commentary on the community.
But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring breath to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block. I had my cut off shorts on, right? Cause it was crazy. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty. He was nasty. I turned around red. Somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me, bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly.
The third one I would say is kind of hip hop, but it's also Afrobeat. It's a song by Wizkid, and it's a song called Oju Elegba, which talks about, it's very much influenced by Fela, who I also love, and it's a song about life in Lagos, you know, and it's a combination of hip-hop and Afrobeat, and I would say it's my top Afrobeat song.
They know my story. For more dogs to do, I be hustling to walk.
Before we say goodbye, I want to ask you what your latest project is in terms of writing. Or I know you do a podcast. I don't know if you're still doing that, but I listened to one and it's fabulous, called Cover Story.
That's correct, Heather. Thank you.
It's great.
We're coming out with our third season later this fall. It's just a joy to produce that little show. But what I'm working on right now is I get to write a book about a fella album. And so I've just signed the contract with Oxford University Press. The album I'm going to be focused on is the album he did in 1977 called Sorrow, Tears, and Blood. So mm-hmm. I'll be sorrow, tears, and blood.
The regular trademark.
Exactly. And on the other side of that album is Colonial Mentality, which is still timely and timeless, really. So I'm going to spend a lot of time thinking about that album in the next few months.
Fantastic. And if people want to read your work, they look up Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Shanikan, S-H-O-N-E-K-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing, let's see, you've done things on Black Lives Matters and Music, 2018. Yes. Was that a book?
That was a book, yes, mm-hmm. that I actually co-wrote with your other friend, Fernando Orejuela.
We
co-edited that book, yeah.
Oh, excellent. And you've also written recently Black Resistance in the Americas. You yes. have a live-action short film based on the mother of Fela.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people watch that? I looked for it. I couldn't find it.
Yes, you know what? We've kind of kept it, and we've shown it at festivals and did really well. And then, you know, life happens and you move on to other things.
Yeah.
But lately I've had a lot of questions about Lioness of Lishabu. So I'm going to probably just put it out on YouTube at some point. It's just a short film. It was a joy to make. We filmed it in Trinidad and it was wonderful.
Okay. By the way, I just interviewed for TV and radio 2 weeks ago the current Fela, who their show, the musical.
I saw that. I watched it.
Yeah. Did you happen to see the musical when it was here?
I did. So Only Theater asked me to be on a panel before the first show.
Mm-hmm.
So on opening night, we did a small panel, and then I got to see the whole show, and it's incredible. Incredible what they've done with
yeah
it.
It is, and it's probably the I probably saw a better show because it was near the end and they had a whole month
so they had gelled. To work out all the kinks.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, yes, I'm a big fan
Not
of that,
that. I saw any kinks. It was wonderful.
Oh wow. Okay. Stephanie Shanikan, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Heather. Great to talk to you.
Tell your friends about VOA Africa, music, sports, and news.
This is Fantasy with That Girl from Kabbalah. You're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America.
That's right. Hey, everybody, how are you all doing? I'm Heather Maxwell. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Stephanie Shanikan. Now, it is time for Drop the Needle. Hello, King Milan. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine, Dr. Adam Maxwell. Pleasure talking to you.
You too. It's a pleasure. So are you ready to play Drop the Needle?
Definitely. I'm okay. I'm ready.
All right. Here is number one.
There you go, day, money, no day, my pocket. Back when I leave my life on the low budget. I know they pick your call, you the best for me. When I they knock your door, you
okay.
Yeah, this one is like Yemi Alade from Nigeria, Fake Friend.
You are going to put everyone else to shame, King. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, man. All right, here's number two.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Another nice one. I think this one is from Malawi, Katura Chiwe.
Oh, my gosh. You're amazing. Now, I don't know why I should be surprised, because you are a music journalist and broadcaster and presenter on TV for music and art, but still.
Music is my life. Music is my life.
Wow. Amazing. All right, here's number three. Let's go three for three.
I hope I'll get this one.
Me too.
Mother
affection, baby. I'm so you my desespere.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm quite sure this one's from our neighboring country, Guinea. Isaiah,
Lovie. Yes! Wow, you know what? I am so happy. You should see me smiling right now. I am just... You know, it's been it's been a long time since anyone has gotten 3 out of 3. So you just made my day.
Well, you know, one thing I like about you, you gave me an assignment and I need to do the assignment as well. That's what I do as well in my programs, you know. And so if you give me an assignment, it's up to me to go on, you know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And especially because today, look at this, 3 out of 3. You are awesome. King Milan. Thank you so much.
You.
All right.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Hello, everyone. So we are now at the back half of the hour, and we're just going to hear music. Yeah, it's my playlist based on, of course, the theme of today's program, hip-hop and its 50th anniversary. We're going to start out with this song I really love called Superstar by South African singer Magang Official and featuring Diamond Platnumz from Tanzania and the late Costa Titch, also from South Africa, who sadly passed away in March of this year after collapsing on stage. He was just 27 years old.
I'm a superstar with Justin Bieber, Michael Jackson, I put Drake, he's injured. I'm a police. I'm a superstar with Justin Bieber, Michael Jackson, I put Drake, he's injured. Baby, solo number was Khalifa. I'm a superstar with Justin Bieber, Michael Jackson, I put Drake, he's injured. I'm a police. I'm a superstar with Justin Bieber, Michael Jackson, I put Drake, he's injured. Baby, solo number was Khalifa.
Superstar by Magang Official featuring Diamond Platnumz and the late Costa Titch. Now, this hip-hop song I really love is from Kenya. Actually, it was Bill Odidi who told me about it. It's by a current popular hip-hop trio called Mbogi Janje. And the song, Wamojo, talks about the reality of young people in Kenya who, despite being very well educated, are restricted to a life of just, you know, hanging out in the hood, drinking, hoping for a better day, even though that day they know is not coming. It's such a reality of life, Bill told me, for young people in Kenya. So Wamojo, which means have a drink, is something that most young people relate to, unfortunately. In this case, they wake up in the morning, and since there's nothing to do, they just have a drink to clear their head from the drink they had the night before. Zikiwa mocho kanga mbaka wanjifo Mbogi yake ni kupwachika mawagido Zikiwa mocho kanga mbaka wanjifo Mbogi yake ni kupwachika mawagido Genye streets unajua ni kuwa mocho Mikirao na rauki ya kuwa mocho Wa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Wa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Genye streets unajua ni kuwa mocho Mikirao na rauki ya kuwa mocho Wa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Wa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Niko masongi wetegea ni jimes Na kunyo kumiuri ya nkujibless Leo ngware minastaga na ref Kaibada watazama zikia rest Kwa marila minda zirelease Juwaga muste mayuto lini breeze Uwe rostla chaji kismat Nikirandre na kwa gashida na Za kunyami usakanga kwa giz Toa choku kizidigi kabisa Dati mi sezi float mi go deeper Kuwa mocho mbogi ni kuwa mocho Genje streets unajua ni kuwa mocho Mikirao na rauki ya kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Genje streets unajua ni kuwa mocho Mikirao na rauki ya kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Nimekula mbuku jo System jo imeninyi makazi jo Degree yangu ni urembo jo Mbogi jo inataka dishi jo Inabidi tuwateke Wamocho tupateza matwara Wamocho utanipata zabe kanashi Mchana maini si mabati Nikichora vile ntateka tuwadhi Nite mkulima na mimea Mkurugenzi wa kutipulizia Kuwamocho Dio Riba Genje streets unajua ni kuwa mocho Mikirao na rauki ya kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Genje streets unajua ni kuwa mocho Mikirao na rauki ya kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Racho bila nginyo ni kurianyu Ola beda 21 karuna Wairua kujirianyu na makugling Mongrel, Moscow, Zaki Ganfa Wavecrow, Delangia ni warena Ubra, Ola, Yutuko, MG Dople, Machuenga, Kila Rengwa Batko, Ngwara, Chude Genje Chimling, na waflinka, Laden Wedepo, tuko depo, wakiwa mocho Kenyanjete na wobritu, kibambuka Rakitich, kuadalo, wakiwa mocho Genje streets, unajua ni kuwa mocho Mikirao na rauki ya kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Genje streets, unajua ni kuwa mocho Mikirao na rauki ya kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Kuwa mocho, riyang ni kuwa mocho Yes, that was Wamocho by Mbogi Janje from Kenya. Hey, everyone, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa, the back half of the hour where it is all music. This is my playlist. I'm inspired by hip hop. This one, we go to Ghana with Black Sheriff. The song Kweku the Traveler came out in 2022, just launched him to fame. I love him for his style of rap. The way he delivers and everything. His voice, the message.
Kwaku killer don't lie when I say I did it. Big stash, big cash my way, but still I family. Under 1 minute. Still I can't believe. But I can't blame myself for this shit. A new man that was born for this shit. Of course I fucked up. Who never fuck up hands in the air? No hands. I can't believe. You know what I mean? I was young, what you expect from me? It is what it is. But I keep going, no. More like a rolling stone, cause I have no stopping time. Can nobody stop a man? Oh, I keep going, no. More like a rolling stone, cause I have no stopping time. Can nobody stop a man?
I gotta run my race. I'm gonna keep my pace. Cause I really have no one to play when I fall again. I can't stand this pain. I can't watch me fail. So anytime you pray, remember my name. Remember you know a traveler. The name is Greg, who the hustler. He's been far away, chasing Kuala La. I'll be back again from me coming. I swear on my life, I can't wait to be back. I know you miss me, I know. Remember you know a traveler. The name is Greg, who the hustler. He's been far away, chasing Kuala La. I'll be back again from me coming. I swear on my life, I can't wait to be back. I know you miss me, I know. When it's on and it's on, you can't stop till it's done. It's like a damn name, bro. I brand see I'm a sister. It's a great man, oh. Tap in Kwan, I'm a great man, oh. It's a great man, oh. When it's on and it's on, I can't stop till it's done. It's like a damn name, bro. I brand see I'm a sister. It's a great man, oh. Tap in Kwan, I'm a great man, oh. It's a great man, oh. To die. See me on the road, son. My fine. Talking to them boys. Remember, you know a traveler. The name is Greg, who the hustler. He's been far away, chasing Kuala La. I'll be back again for me coming. I swear on my life, I can't wait to be back. I know you miss me, I know. Remember, you know a traveler. The name is Greg, who the hustler. He's been far away, chasing Kuala La. I'll be back again, bro, me coming. I swear on my life, I can't wait to be back. I know you miss me, I know.
Yes, that was Kweku the Traveler by Black Sheriff from Ghana. He is one of my all-time favorite hip-hop rap artists. All right. I'm Heather Maxwell. I've got two more songs for you. This next one comes out of Morocco. It's called Maillard, and it's by El Grand Toto. He is the reigning Moroccan pop rap artist. His real name is Taha Fassi. He has over 1.8 million monthly listeners on Spotify and more than 428 million views on YouTube currently. This song, he sings, upset, upset, I'm still upset. All my childhood was wasted. And my future uncertain.
ودي كان عيني فلافيف شي حاجه ما بغاتش قاد صالر بعدو ما كافيش لا كان صاري ما عطيش دي جويه شفتك مشيتي بلا ما نقول باي باي قلبي منك ما ساخيش يا ما ولدك ما ناسيكش روحي وسط الخفافيش كما دقه ما طراك كي الغاوي بات سي تادير بيميركو بات سي تادير رزقي ميزامي ما بلو ماريوانا وباك باك شابه في مصاصات الليل بالي داوي باقي مغير القميص باركي وسط بلوك بلوك شحال الموتيف جابانيز بابي لي سون فيتامين دربي ولدو مزاحيش باغي كيمت البلاك جاك بيزيريا ما راضيش داكي جاجر في الحشيش فابيني ما على باليش باش نوكالي باباك غازي لي بلا ولكن غادي بيا وين وين صيفي داس عندي خريف شامل عيني طوك طوك كامل في مصاصات الليل بالي داوي باقي Chaque samedi y'a la popo qui te montre qu'il passe Jouani m'doué d'm'khtafi Moula coffret f'chi passa Tout ton que t'fais kif ta vie Willy Colio dit passa Ouais dit passa Mode enfant toi dit passa Coup dis qu'un dit que le dernier jour d'un condamné Capiche déjà que la vie d'artiste m'a gâté C'est pas ton cœur c'est la baisie qui m'a bazardé
Gamin bon et n'est chalaise Ton chiffre balèze D'armand faut que j'y falaise ربينا توحشتك كاغيرز عينيك غا فمصالير زعما قلنا بنت الناس دماج ما عنديش طوكاريف بلاد الماريوانا شفيك من ويدو ما يغيب كاع
كان عيش ما في ضب ما ضف عمير ديما في بالي ما مير كان بيجواني فوسط امي فوسط لهم كتشي فلاصين صبر كان لي راسو بقولين قودي كان فوق في تكولين فوسط لهم كتشي فلاصين
El Grand Toto from Morocco with Mayar. Hey, everybody, this is Heather. You're listening to Music Time in Africa, and this is our very last song of the hour, and I'm going to bring us back to the United States where hip-hop all began. This song by Debbie Harry of Blondie was released in 1981, and it was the first single that contained hip-hop elements to hit number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. The song itself is usually considered a new wave and even pop, but at the end, you will hear Harry do an extended rap that's cool and fun, and you can understand why it was number one. The title, Rapture. Rapture by Debbie Harry of Blondie. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. And a big thank you also to King Milan for playing Drop the Needle. And also to Dr. Stephanie Shanakan and Bill O'Didi. I hope you enjoyed this special edition of Music Time in Africa celebrating hip-hop's 50th anniversary. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and on select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And online at voaafrica.com. Or just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.